Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, striving to provide great service every day, from helping with a sleeping toddler to offering artisan food and beverages. More information can be found at alaskaair.com.
In Northwest News from KPLU, in the Gold Rush days, goods and people headed north to Alaska often began their journey in Seattle. Even today, the city is a jumping-off point for cruise ship passengers and a hub airport for people living in Alaska. KPLU's Ed Ronco lived there prior to moving to Washington, and this week on Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley takes a turn as host to ask Ed about how to visit the 49th state.
Ed, Alaska is a huge state. Where would you visit?
Alaska is a huge state, Matthew. If you take Alaska and put it on top of the lower 48, it stretches from like the Georgia coast all the way out to New Mexico if you get to the end of the Aleutian Islands.
Holy smokes.
It is a giant place. I'm going to focus just on southeast Alaska, which is everything from the Canadian border by Ketchikan all the way up to a town called Yakutat. It's the panhandle.
Did you say Yakutat?
Yakutat. It's a great place for surfing.
I love those names.
There are two ways to get to southeast Alaska. The first is on a cruise ship, and that's the way most people go. The Inside Passage is a famous cruise destination. A lot of people head up, and they hit the cities Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, where there was a lot of gold rush activity, and on occasion, Sitka, where I lived. A cruise ship is a way to do it quickly, believe it or not. It'll only take you about a week to hit four different cities. If you're traveling independently, give yourself more time. There's so much to see. And part of the charm of Alaska, part of the beauty of Alaska, is being able to just spend time and not feel like you're going from destination to destination in a big hurry.
So where would you fly into?
I would fly into Juneau. It's the state capital. You can spend a lot of time there. There's a great museum there that's actually under construction right now, but will be back pretty soon. And there's a lot of history in Juneau, especially around the formation of the state. From Juneau, you can take a state ferry to the communities throughout the panhandle, and it's cheap. To Sitka, for example, it's about $45 one way.
So you could probably take a big cruise ship or maybe jump on one of the small kind of luxury small cruise ships, or maybe jump on a ferry, right, Ed? I mean, there's a lot of different ways, if you like water, to see southeast Alaska.
The Alaska State Ferry leaves from Bellingham, believe it or not. That's its farthest south stop. So you could just drive up to Bellingham, and in 2 days, you're up in Alaska. It's a long sail.
I've heard great things about that trip.
It's a great trip. It's a long sail. You can get a stateroom if you want, and it's going to cost you more. Or you can bring a sleeping bag and camp out on the solarium of the ship or sleep in any chair on the boat. It's a very casual travel experience, but it's a great way to travel. There's cafeterias on board, and you're stopping in towns sometimes for hours at a time, and you really do have a chance to get out and
there's some great community on the ship.
I'm still friends with somebody I met on an Alaska State Ferry, as a matter of fact, back in 2009. My dad and I were traveling up there. And this gentleman and his son were also moving up to Alaska, and I still keep in touch.
So when's the best time to go, Ed?
Best time to go is usually summer. That's when the visitors are there. But I want to recommend springtime. Before the visitors show up, I'm talking late March, early April. The first cruise ships come early to mid-May. But if you get up there in late March or early April, you're going to see whales, a lot of whales close into shore, feeding on herring. You're going to see eagles all over the place. It's a really amazing place coming back to life after kind of a dark winter. Not a cold winter. The climate in southeast Alaska, very similar to the climate here in Seattle, maybe about 10 degrees cooler on average, actually. But it's definitely a time of year when you can see everything coming back to life, and it's a fantastic time to be there.
So when are we going, Ed?
When do you want to go?
This summer.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
I'm in. Thanks, Ed.
Sure thing.